Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Kuf Chaf Tes. And we are 11 lines from the top of daf Kuf Chaf Ches Amid Beis, the two dots, Sholach Le Rababo Le Rav Yosef Bar Chom. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael Hanasuna Batzar Vashiv. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shalema for Rivka Bas Rachel, Avram Ben Penina, Yaakov Ben Ida, Shlomo Zalman Ben Leia, and Ita Tzirul Bas Sheva Rikkel. Today's daf is also being learned by Ilui Nishmas Tzvi Ben Pinchas. So we're in the midst of discussing the halachos related to the Yerusha of a Bechor, stating that we're in the middle of a digression. The Gemara brought several telegrams that Rab Abba had sent to Rav Yosef Bar Chama. These telegrams were all halachic in nature, and they spanned many different sugyas. One of them was Negeya, the halachos of Yerushas Bechar, specifically the machloikis Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether or not a father is believed to say Zeh B'ni Bechar, even Keneged a Koil, Keneged a Chazaka, because the Gemara wanted to bring that one memra, which is very pertinent to what it is we're talking about. The Gemara did what it often does, and that is told the entire story, a whole bunch of halachas that really have nothing to do with Yeshneichlin, little to do with Bava Basra, stating that the Gemara brought these halachas, hence we do what we do. Either way, we're in the middle of these Sholach Le Rab Abba's Le Rav Yosef Bar Chama. In fact, we saw five yesterday. We have another two that we need to see today. Now, when the Gemara concludes all of these Sholach Le Rab Abba, the Rav Yosef Bar Chamas, the Gemara is going to have a little bit of a postscript. So the Gemara is going to talk about it high level. Before the Gemara does that, we will, Be'ezus Hashem, chazer over the five that we saw yesterday, the two that we're going to see this morning, which will segue into the last leg of today's daf. So really, a little bit of a recap of yesterday's daf is appropriate, but we're going to save it for later in the daf, where it's going to segue in a little bit more of an acute way. Either way, says the Gemara, continuing along with these messages that Rab Abba has sent to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama, says the Gemara, Sholach le Rab Abba le Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama, ha'oimer, if somebody says, titol ishti ke'echad min abonim, so somebody was writing his will. And the halach is that if a man dies, leaves over money and sons, his sons get the entire Yerusha. His daughters don't get anything. His wife doesn't get anything. It's his sons that get the entire Yerusha. So what would be, said Rab Abba, if somebody would say, I want my wife to yarshin ke'echad min abonim, meaning I'm not going to give her the entire Yerusha, but at the same time, I want to include her. So my sons are each going to get a chelik. I want my wife to also get a chelik. Said Rab Abba, the halacha is noiteles ke'echad min abonim. She can get. Now you're going to tell me she can get. What do you mean? Why is this not masna al masha kasa b'tayra? The answer is because he never said he's giving it to her. What he said was, "Is I want to give her a gift. You can give a gift all day long." And as a result, he has a right to say that. Amar Rava, Rava said, stating that, you have to read the fine print. Number one, ubenechasim shalach. So this only works with regards to nechasim that this father has in his possession right now. Meaning, any nechasim that this dying man had at the time that he wrote his will, it's with regards to those nechasim that he can include his wife ke'echad min abonim. But let's say he is going to acquire nechasim at some future date. When he said, titol ishti ke'echad min abonim, that declaration cannot work for those nechasim that he's going to first get in the future. And the Rashbam explains very simply. Because the only reason this works, as we said, is because the man has the ability to give his wife a gift. It's not working b'toiris, his wife's going to be a Yoyrish, because his wife is not a Yoyrish. And you can't manipulate the laws of Yerusha. Masna masha kasa b'toira. But you do have a right to give a gift. Now, the gift's only going to work for something that you have in your possession. Something that you don't have in your possession, you can't give as a gift. And the reason is, because ein adam makna davar shaloi b'la'olam, and it's for that reason, Rava said, that it's only going to work u'benachasim shalachshav. Now, what about according to Rav Meir, that holds adam makna davar shaloi b'la'olam? So you would think then it would work even for nechasim that he doesn't have achshav. Stating that, I am Rashbam, who says that it's not the case. Regardless, Rava said that the only time Reb Abba's chiddush works, that if somebody says Tito Lishti ke'echem and abonim, they tell us ke'echem and abonim, is with regards to the nechassim that the man has at the time that he made this declaration. The second caveat that he said was ubebon habon la'achar mikan. Stating that, he said that his wife should get ke'echel min abonim. It doesn't just mean ke'echel min abonim that he has right now. What would be if by the time this man died, he had four more sons? So then his wife's chelek will be diluted per the amount of bonim that he has at the time that he dies, not per the amount of bonim that he has at the time that he made this declaration. So he said ke'echel min abonim. So what would be if at the time that he said it, he had X amount of bonim, but then by the time he died, there were more bonim. So is she getting ke'echel min abonim, what they could have, would have, should have get if there were less sons? Or maybe no, ke'echel min abonim, what it is lemaisa, when he ultimately dies. So said Rava, with regards to that, it's because we assume that's what his kavanah was. So the gift is that you're going to get equal chelik to the amount of banim that I will have at the time that I die. In other words, as it relates to which nechassim, that's the nechassim shalachshav. As it relates to computing the echad min habanim, that's based on ban habon la'acha mikan. And this concludes the first of the two sholach le'Rab Abba Rav Yosef Bar Chalmas that we're going to see this morning. The next and really final one, sholach le'Rab Abba Rav Yosef Bar Chalmas. Rab Abba sent Rav Yosef Bar Chalmas. And this, by the way, is the most lamdish. It really ties into the beginning of Perek Shnai Moichsen, which sounds a little bit daunting, stating that we're going to do what we do. If somebody pulls out a shtarchev on his friend that says that he owes him money, so Malva goes over to Aloiva and says, I have a shtar that says that I borged you money, meaning you owe me money. Malva Omer, the Malva says, Leine Frati Klum, there's an outstanding loan, you didn't pay me one nickel, you owe me 100% of what it says in the shtar. Voloiva said, Paraiti Mechza. He was Moidim Mikzas. He said, no, I paid half of it. Half of it I owe you, but half of it I paid. Vo Edim, the Edim Shapara Kuloi, and then counterintuitive to all the Moedim and Mikzas cases, two Edom walked into Beis Din and said that we know that this Loiva actually paid everything. So just take this in for a minute. The Malva goes over to the Loiva with a shtar and says, you owe me money. The Loiva is Moedim and Mikzas. And then Edom come and they're Misayeya, not the Malva, they're Misayeya the Loiva. And they say that not only did the Loiva pay half, the Loiva actually paid everything. So according to the Malva, nothing was paid. According to the Loiva, part of it was paid. According to the Edim, all of it was paid. So said Rababa, what's the halacha? Hareze Nishba? The halacha is he has to swear a regular Shvuas Moide B'miktsas. Stating that, the Goiva, the Malva, who's going to collect half of his loan, meaning what happens with every shvuas ma'idim b'miktsas? So the nitva, the loiva, has to pay the half that he was ma'ida. He swears that he doesn't owe the other half, and he becomes potter. But the half that he's ma'ida, that he has to pay. Harez nishba means you're going to swear on the other half, but you're going to pay the half that you were moida. But when the malva collects the half, he's going to collect that half only from the nechassim b'nei chayrim, from any nechassim that the loiva has in his possession at that time. Avo mishubadim loy, from nechassim mishubadim, nechassim that he had at the time of the loan, but he doesn't have any more. That not, and the reason is the amri, because the nechassim mishubadim chevra, they could say anana idan samchinan. I don't know what you're talking about. You're coming to me, Malva, you're collecting nechassim that I bought from this loiva because the loiva was moida b'miktsas. I don't know, there are two edim that say that he already paid up the loan. So as far as the edim are concerned, the loiva doesn't owe anything, which means you have no lien on these nechassim. It's a bona fide taina, so that although the loiva has to pay mechza, but at the same time, the malva is only going to be able to collect from the b'nei chayrim, he's not going to be able to collect from the nechassim mishubadim. Now, Rab Abba is not finished. Rab Abba is going to go another 5-6 lines. But at the same time, I think it's kedai to hit the pause button and just to take in a little bit what we just said. So again, what's the case? The case is when somebody pulls out a shtar chayv al chaveiro. Shtar chayv says that Ployni was Malva money to Ployni. And the Malva is the one that's holding the shtar. The Loiva says, it's true you loaned me money, not denying it, but at the same time I paid up half. Classic Moida b'miktsas. Then two Edom walk into Beis Din, and the two Edom say, no, the entire thing was paid. Now, if you ask me, Ask the man on the street. What should halacha be? I think he would be very right for saying, I don't know, if there are two edim that say that it was paid, al pishnayim edim yakum davar, so game over. The malva has no right to collect anything because there are two edim that are saying that the loiva paid. Stating that, that's not what Rabbi Abba said. Rabbi Abba said that if the loiva was moedim and mixas, we treat him like a moedim and mixas. And treat him like a moedim and mixas means two things. It means that he has to pay the half, that he was moedah, and it also means that he has to swear a shvur deiraisa on the other half, and if he doesn't swear the shvur deiraisa on the other half, he's actually going to end up having to pay the entire thing. Now, why? Either edim that say that the entire thing was paid. The teretz is because although there are edim that are saying that was paid, but he's saying that no. He's saying that he is only paid half, but the other half he didn't pay. He's contradicting the edim. And being that he's contradicting the edim, we listen to him over the edim. What's the pshat in that? The short answer is, because we know Haidas Baldin Kameh Edim Dami, that anyone that ever learned in yeshiva knows. But what we sometimes forget is that it's not just Haidas Baldin Kameh Edim Dami, but Haidas Baldin is Yoiser Mimeh Edim Dami. So that a person's Haidas Baldin is actually greater than what Edim say. And it's for that reason, if you are Moida and Edim say Fakert, your Haidas Baldin is going to implicate you kineged the Edim. That's the halacha of Haidas Baldin being not kim meye Edim Dami, but being yoiser me meye Edim Dami. And it's for that reason, although the Edim are saying that the entire thing was paid, but this person is saying not that way. He's saying that I only paid half, but the other half he's being moida that he owes. So it's for that reason we treat him like a regular Haidas Baldin on the other half. That's why he has to pay the other half. Even though Edim are saying that he really paid, and even the half that he's moida, he's going to have to swear. Now that's a little bit trickier. Meaning, I understand that Haidas Baldin is Yoisem Imei Edim Dami. So it's for that reason, even though Edim are saying you paid, if you say you didn't pay, so you're going to have to pay anyways. But what about the half that I'm saying I did pay? That's being supported by Edim. So why do I have to swear as Shfuas Moedim and Mikzas that I paid it? L'chura, I have the Edim supporting me. So the answer to that is, because once this guy goes kineged the Edim, he's basically saying the Edim are liars. And if he's saying the Edim are liars, he can't use the Edim to be Messiah him, to pater him from Shvuah. So the bottom line is that even though there are Edim now that seem to really benefit the Nitva, the Loiva, but at the same time, his Haidas Baldin is stronger than what the Edom say. In fact, it knocks out the Edom Lagamri, and it's for that reason we treat him like a regular Moedim and Mixas. The only caveat that Rabbi Abba said was that when this Malva goes to collect, ordinarily you can collect from a Loiva if you have a Shtar, even from the Chasim and Shubadim. In this case, you can only collect from the Chasim and Echayim. And the reason is because the Mishubadim, the Lekuchos, they can come with a taina. And they could say, you have no right to collect from me, because at the end of the day, there are two Edom that are saying that there's no outstanding loan. Now, this guy was Haidas Baldin Yoisem Imei Edom Dami, that's his problem. That's his headache. He shouldn't have. He decided to do it. But that only works for him. As far as I'm concerned, his Haidas Baldin can't implicate me. Right? Haidas Baldin Kamei Edim Dami is only with regards to the person himself. The minute it's Chav La'achrinah, there's no Haidas Baldin anymore. So as far as I'm concerned, says the Lekuchos, I have Edim that are saying that I don't owe you anything. And if there are Edim that are saying I don't owe you anything, so you want to collect from the Nechasa B'nei Chayrim, you can collect from the Nechasa B'nei Chayrim. But as it relates to collecting from the Nechasa Mishubadim, that's already something that you won't be able to do. A very geschmacka chiddush that Rabbi Abba sent to Rav Yosef Bar Chama. But there's one other wrinkle that needs to be cheshbin, and that's really the latter part of the Gemara's discussion of this chiddush of Rabbi Abba. And really, the hakdama to this is a Gemara in the beginning of Shnayim Moichsem. So we know that Allah is that a mamayda b'miktas always has to wear shvur deiraisa. But there's an exception. I mean, there are several exceptions, but there's a very notable exception, and that is when a person is meshav aveda. Then the halach is you don't have to swear shvuos moedim b'miktsas. What's the classic example of a meshav aveda? The classic example is where somebody finds an aveda, and now he's being meshav the aveda of perik elu metzias fein. And when he comes to return the aveda, so the owner gives simonim, whatever, and he says, "But 1 second. I know what's going on over here. I had lost $1,000. Why are you only returning $500? And the person says, I don't know, because that's all I found. was $500. Based on the rules and regulations of Moed B'Miktas, really the Meshiv should be Chayav Shvu D'Raisa. He's a regular Moed B'Miktas. But Mebnei Tikkun Ha'olam, the Chachamim said he shouldn't swear Shvu D'Raisa because no one's going to want to return Avedas. I'm happy to return your Aveda. But if the next thing I know, I'm standing in Bezdin with flickering lights, B'Nikitas Chayfetz, being forced to swear Shvu D'Raisa, I'm out. Right? That's not something that I'm willing to do. So Mebnei Tikkun Ha'olam, Chazal said that a Meshav Aveda doesn't have to swear a Shvu D'Raisa. The Gemara in the beginning of Elam, of the beginning of Shnai Moichsen, in the sugya of Helach, in the sugya of Rabchia Kamaisa, Rabchia Basraisa, brings a machloik, it's Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, as it relates to how broadly we can apply this idea of Meshav Aveda, where we would say that even though the person's a Moed B'Miktas, but we treat him like a Meshav Aveda, and Mepnei Tikkun Ha'olam, he's not going to have to swear Shvu D'Raisa. The case over there was Slon Dinarim. So somebody pulls out a shtar that says that somebody else owes him money. How much money? Slon or Dinarim. That's very vague, right? Person has a shtar that says, you owe me money. How much money? I don't know. You owe me money. How much money? So the case was, where the Malva said to the Loiva, it was 5 Slon. It was 5 Dinarim. That's how much money it was. The Loiva said, no, it wasn't 5, it was 3. That's how much it was. So the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Elazar said, oh, you're a Moed B'Miktas. Why you're a Moed B'Miktas? So if you really break down the case, 2 for sure he owes him. And the reason is because it's a shtar that says he owes him 2 dinarim. Now it doesn't say 2, it says dinarim or it says slaim. Right, but miyat of Rabbi Mishnayim, and as a result, 2 is off the table. The question is, the Malva saying it's really 5, that there's another 3. Does he owe him another 3? Does he not owe him another 3? So the way you look at it is, as if the Malva is telling the Loiva, you owe me 3, and what's he responding to him? I don't know, you 3, I owe you 1. Right? 2 is off the tish. So the question is now, is there any more? The Malva is saying, yeah, 3 more. He's saying it's not 2, it's 5. Oh, 3 more than the 2, that for sure. And the Loiva is saying, no, it's 1 more. So he's a Moed B'Miktas. Moed B'Miktas has to swear Shvu D'Raisa. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you're a Meshav Aveda. The reason you're a Meshav Aveda is because you didn't have to say that I owe you 1 extra seller, 1 extra dinar. What could I have said? I could have said, it's 2. And that would have been a legitimate taina. So when you offered up the 1 extra, essentially you're like a Meshav Aveda. And a Meshav Aveda, we know, is potter from Shvu D'Raisa. Now, this is not the classic Meshav Aveda, Mepnei Tikkun Ha'olam, it's true. But once Chazal made a takana, Meshav Aveda, so it's for that reason you are going to be potter. Now, if you ask, why isn't every Moed B'Miktas a Meshav Aveda? Right? If somebody goes over to someone and says, you owe me money, and the person's Koyfer HaKoyel, we know Mid D'Raisa, you're done. Rab Nachman was Mesakin, Shvuas Heses, for a Koyfer HaKoyel, but Mid D'Raisa, you're done. So, Lachur, every time you Moed B'Miktas, why you're not a Meshav Aveda? It's a very good Kasha, and the Gemara asks this Kasha throughout Shas. Gemara talks about this in a Hagoyz Aleitzin. The short answer is because Eino the Meis Pana B'Fnei Bal Chayv. We're not getting into that sugi right now. It's way beyond the scope of what we need. But the bottom line is, in the sugis of Meshav Aveda, there is a Machloikis, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So the Gemara says like this, that really we have to cheshbin Rabbi Abbas Chedish in light of that Machloikis. And the reason is, because it's a stark mockim to say that in this case, this person that was Moed B'Miktas, this silly guy that was Moed B'Miktas, right? Because he had Edom that said he paid up the whole thing. So why are you being Moed B'Miktas? This guy really is a Meshav Aveda. And the reason he's a Meshav Aveda is because he has 2 Edom supporting his claim. Right, a regular Moed B'Miktas is not a Meshav Aveda because Eino Domei is Panav Lefnei Bal Chayve. But he has 2 Edom that are supporting his argument right now. So if he has 2 Edom that are supporting his argument, 2 Edom are saying, not supporting his argument, saying better than him. Saying that you paid up the whole thing. So if that's saying you paid up the whole thing, L'chayra, when you go and you say, no, it's not true, I really owe you half. Yeah, you're a Moed B'Miktas, but you can hear in the Meshav Aveda G'day L'Mizu. And if that's the case, Taina's the Gemara, Rab Abba's Chiddush is a Chiddush for even another reason. Because maybe it should be totally in the Machloikis, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Now, Rabbi Akiva, that's who you said you're a Meshav Aveda. Rabbi Shimon Elazar said not. Is it totally in the Machlokes, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon Elazar? I mean, at first glance, the two would seem to have a little bit of a shaykhis. And this is this last leg of this Gemara. So the Gemara says like this, Vafilu the Rabbi Akiva. When Rabbi Abba said the Loiva is going to have to swish Shvuas Moed B'Miktas, even though there are Eidim that are saying that really he doesn't know anything, this is true even according to Rabbi Akiva that said, in the case of Slon Dinarim, we view the Loiva as being a Meshav Aveda, and he's part of him Shvuas D'Raisa. There it's different. You know why? Because Tani Mili over there, Hecha Delek Edim, there were no Edim. There were no Edim in the whole equation. And being that there are no Edim, you could have said two, you said three, you're a Meshva of Edim on the third. Abel Hecha Deke Edim, but when there are Edim, and this Svara that the Gemara is about to say is super counterintuitive. Once there are Edim, even though, emphasis on, even though the Edim are really supporting the Loiva, they're saying he doesn't know anything of Irsusi Irsus. It could be there was a Mirsus. Meaning, if a person is involved in a Din Torah, and now we're going to call Edom to the stand to testify, even if this person, as far as he knows, thinks the Edom are going to support him, to the contrary, maybe even say better, Abel Amaisa, there's an Irsusi Mirsus. Because you never know, maybe the Edom are going to go against him. And being that there's an Irsusi Mirsus, the fact that the Edom are there actually could be scared him because he thought the Edom were going to work against him, and maybe that's why he was Moedon half, because he thought that if he denies, the Edom are going to contradict him. So when he was Moedon half, he actually wasn't being a Meshav Aveda. This is mamish a counterintuitive svar. The Gemara is stelling to Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Shimon Alazar because the Gemara thinks he's for sure a Meshav Aveda. Why? Because the Edom are supporting him. They're even saying better than him. But the Gemara says it could be actually works in the reverse. It could be when there are Edom, there's always a Mirsus that maybe the Edom are going to work against you. So therefore, when you say what the Edom are saying, you actually are not a Meshav Aveda, because even though the Edom ended up saying what you said, and in our case, even better than what you said, but at the same time, you didn't know for sure that's the way it was going to play out, so there was a Mirsus. So yeah, Rabbi Akiva holds of Meshav Aveda, but when there's a Mirsus, so now there's no Meshav Aveda. Maybe the only reason I was Moida was out the Mirsus. So you're not a Meshav Aveda, if you're not a Meshav Aveda, you're going to be Chayesh for Dei Raisa. But the Gemara says, Maskev lo Mar Rav Ashi, but Mar Rav Ashi asked on Rav Abba the following question. He said, Adar Abba, but that's a Svara, it's just the opposite. And as much as Rav Abba's Svara is counterintuitive, what Mar Rav Ashi is about to say is very intuitive. Meaning, I feel the Rav Shimon Alazar, Dama Moed B'Miktas Havi, even according to Rav Shimon Alazar, the holds in the case of Slam Dinar Mir Moed B'Miktas, you don't view the person as a Meshav Aveda. Hani B'li Hechad Aleka Eden to come Messiah. That's true, because there were no Eden being Messiah. Aval Hechad Eke Eden to come Messiah. But if there's Eden that are being Messiah, him, Vade Meshav Aveda Hava, there's no question he's going to be a Meshav Aveda, the more intuitive Svara. And in this case, I think for sure you're going to be Potter. You know why you're going to be Potter? You're Potter because there are Edim. So what? Oh, now you're a Meshav Aveda. Being that you're a Meshav Aveda, it's for that reason you're going to be Potter. The Rashbam Grada speaks out one important point, if you're holding Cheshbon, and that is the whole Shaila is only when the person was Moida first, and then the Edim came. So the Malva went over to the Loiv and he says, you owe me money. Here's a shtar, it says you owe me $100. And the guy was Moida B'Miktas, he said 50. And then afterwards, Edim came. So there, we have the Machloikis between Rab Abba, essentially, and Mar Rav Ashi, whether this is a Meshav Aveda, whether it's not a Meshav Aveda. Rab Abba said, even according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not a Meshav Aveda, you're Susi Mirsas. And Mar Rav Ashi said that even according to Rab Shimon Elazar, you are a Meshav Aveda. But let's say the Edim would have came first, and then you would be Moidas. Then the Rashbam says, it's Pasha, you would be considered a Meshav Aveda, and we wouldn't even be having this conversation. So just to recap this final, it's like a real Shnaimoichsam Chiddish that Reb Abba said, and that is, somebody goes over to his friend with a shtar that says, you owe me money. Person's Moedim B'Miktas, and then two Edim come, now we know that it has to be in that sequence, two Edim come, and they say, nah, it's not true, the person doesn't owe him anything. You would think that if Edim say you don't owe him anything, you don't owe him anything. Says Rav Abba, no, you are Moedim B'Miktas, you're going to be Chayiv, Shvuas, Moedim B'Miktas. The half that you're saying that you didn't pay, even though Edim are saying you pay, you have to pay. And on the other half, you're going to have to swear. Either Edim, the short answer is, because Eidos Paldin is not just Kimei Edim Dami, but Eidos Paldin is actually Yoisim Yimei Edim Dami. Okay, but what about at least the half that I'm saying I paid and the Edim are saying I paid? Why do I have to swear on that half? Because the minute you go Kenega the Edim, you're basically knocking out the Edim. You're saying you don't trust Edim, and if you don't trust the Edim, so you can't rely on what the Edim are saying. So we look at you as a regular Shvuz, Moedim and Miktas. But there's another Chiddush that emerged from the safe of this conversation, and that is that Rabbi Abba is saying that not only do we say that your Hoidah is greater than the Edim, and not just that, even on the Chelek that you're going with the Edim, You can't use the Eidim to pat you from the Shvuah. But there's even a bigger Chiddush, and that is that we don't view you as a Meshav Aveda. Because you could have thought at the very least you should be a Meshav Aveda. And certainly, I'll limit Rabbi Akiva in the case of Slom Dinarin, who holds of Meshav Aveda, he has a broad definition of Meshav Aveda. You should for sure be a Meshav Aveda, and we should therefore invoke the halach of Tikkun Olam that says you pat from Shvuah. I mean, if Eidim are supporting the fact that you paid everything, why are you being Moida on half? So then half that you're being Moida, shouldn't we view you as a Meshav Aveda? And the answer is no, because of Rsus Yersus. Once there's Edom involved, you just don't know how it's going to shake out. And therefore, fascinating Svara, you lose the Taina of Meshav Aveda. One other caveat the Rabbi said was that when the Malva is going to collect, you can only collect from the Nechasim and Echayim, you can't collect from the Nechasim and Shubadim, because as much as the Loiva can implicate himself, Yoisim Imeya Edom Dami, but that's only where it's Negeya only him. But the minute it's Chav L'Acherim, at that point, you're not going to be able to do it. Now, we're going to recap all the Rabbis, but just one point that is worth mentioning. Rabbis' last Chiddush is predicated on Hoidas Baldin, not just being Kim Meye Edom Nami, but being Yoisim Meye Edom Nami. It's just kedai to remember that the Ktsois and Simon Lamed Dalad Dalad, probably the most famous Ktsois and Sefer Ktsois Achoshen, where he talks about why is it that Hoidas Baldin is Kim Meye Edom Nami, and he brings his Pshat and the Maria Evan Lev, and he's Mefalful, Vadvarim Atikim, some of the most famous yeshiva shared of all time. But at the end of the piece, the Ktsoi says, Ella, da akati ikula medak minolon da hoidas baldin yoisem imeya edom dami. He says, that already I don't have a makar. That's really how the Ktsoi ends that piece. So he says, yeah, hoidas baldin kim me edom dami, we know. And this is fashidin mahalchim, how you could understand it. But that a person's hoidas baldin should be yoisem imeya edom dami, mechatesi, that's already a much bigger chiddush that you should believe more than Edom. That's really how the Ktsois, he concludes his Simin Lamed Dalad Dalad. So if we're going to do a quick recap on the seven memras that Rav Abba sent to Rav Yosef Bar Chama. So the first one was, somebody goes over to his friend and he tells him, you stole my Eved. Says, I didn't steal your Eved. Yeah, but you have your Eved that you know was once mine. He says, yeah, it's true, it was once yours, but you sold it to me. You gave it to me, the matana. So the halach is that if it would stop there, the muchzik on the Eved is the one that would end up keeping the Eved. I hagoydu saying lam chazaka. So the Rashbam asks the kasha, we spoke about that yesterday. What would be, however, said Rav Abba, if the nitva, the one that's being machzik in the Eved, would tell the teveya that, you know what, here's the deal. If you want, swear that I stole it from you and you can take it. He didn't have to offer that up to him. It's a nishba v'noitel. This is a weird type of shvua. But he told him, you want to swear, swear. And he swore. And then he said, I was only joking. Meshatani pach. The halach is, you can't be chayzer. That is the first chiddush that Rav Abba sent to Rav Yosef Bar Chama. The second chiddush that he sent him was that if a man loaned somebody money, then he died, and there's this outstanding loan, and now the loiva goes to the yarshim, and he wants to collect. So we know the halach is that he can collect from any karka that was left over, but he can't collect from a talton. What about avodim? So we know avodim are hukshul karkois. Are they hukshul karkois regarding this halacha? Not. And Rav Abba told Rav Yosef Bar Chama, halacha goivim in avodim. Stating that, the Gemara said that Rav Nachman said, ain goivim. Okay, the third halacha was, Rav Abba sent to Rav Yosef Bar Chama, we know the halacha is that a karav can't be made for his karav, right? There's a psul kurva when it comes to edus. Stating that, a shlishi could be made to a sheni. So what's a shlishi and a sheni? Two brothers are considered rishonim. So a shlishi to a sheni would be, if Reuven and Shimon are brothers, Reuven's grandson, who's the shlishi, could be made with regards to Shimon's son, who's the sheni. The Gemara said that Rava said that not only could a shlishi be made for a sheni, but a shlishi could even be made for a rishon. So essentially, you could say edus about your great uncle. The Gemara then said that Marbar of Ashi said, oh, if a shlishi could be made on a rishon Rava, I owe the grandson could be made on his grandfather. But the Gemara says, no, v'les hilchos like a Marbar of Ashi. Now already, we're pushing our luck. The fourth shalach le'Rav Abba, Rav Yosef Bar Chama was, what would be if somebody knew edus about his friend with regards to a piece of property? He knew that this piece of property belongs to him. But then he became a saginar. He became a sumo. So Rav Abba sent to Rav Yosef Bar Chama, apostle, this person can never walk in and say edus. Shmuel said, I disagree. Could be yeah, could be not. If his edus is based on a tvias ayin, so being that he is a summa now, so he can't be made per a tvias ayin when you're a summa. If, however, he has clearly defined simonim, so for that you don't have to be able to see at the time of the edus, it's going to be okay. But then Shmuel said that simonim only works for a field, it doesn't work for a glima. Sheisha says, why? It could work for a glima, but it wouldn't work for a naska. Rapapa says, what do you mean? It could work for a naska as well. But the point is, according to Shmuel, according to Sheisha, according to Rapapa, a summa could be made in Bezdin with regards to something that he knew before he was a summa, as long as he's right now presenting to the court clearly defined simanim. L'maisa, the Gemara asked the Kasha from a Braisa, and the Gemara came out, Tiyufta de Kulu Tiyufta, that Shmuel, Rav Sheshes, and Rav Papa's Chiddush, that a summa who knew something before he became a summa could be made based on simonim, is not true. It's really upgefrak. The fifth and the last one that we saw yesterday was that Rav Abba sent Rav Yosef Bar Chama al tinoik ben habonim nemon. And what does it mean? Tinoik ben habonim is nemon. Was machlekes Abaye v'Rava. Abaye said, "Man, Rav Yechonim ben Broika." Rava said, "Rav Yechonim ben Broika is not a question of nemonis. It's a question of, do you have the ability? Do you have the power to go ahead and to single out one of your children as it relates to Yerusha?" Okay, so then what does it mean? Rava says, you know what it means? It means Rav Yehuda's halacha. So essentially, according to Rava anyways, Rav Abba paskind like Rava. Stating that, the Gemara said, Rav Yochanan amar enoy neman. Rav Yochanan was choylik on Rav Abba. So according to Abaye, the Rav Yochanan, that Rav Abba was saying, Rav Yochanan ben Broik, Rav Yochanan is arguing with Rav Yochanan ben Broik. Right? Not to confuse the Tana Rav Yochanan ben Broik and Damai Rav Yochanan. According to Rava, that Rav Abba was paskinin like Rav Yehuda, that's where this whole sugi started. This was the one of the shalach that Rav Abba, Rav Yisrael Chama, that we actually needed. Everything else is a massive digression. So Rav Yechon essentially is paskinin like the Chachamim, not like Rav Yehuda. Then we saw another two today. The first one that we saw today was, if somebody says, Titol ishti ke'echa min abonim, they tell us ke'echa min abonim, with Rava's caveats. And the last one was, ha'moitzi shtar choy val chaveroi, malva oimer loy nefrati, Klum, loyva ama paraiti mechza, edema saying shapara kuloi, hareza nishba v'chulu. We're not going to chaza that one. But the one thing that we do have to be mindful of just for this minute is that Mar Rav Ashi was chaylik. Why was Mar Rav Ashi chaylik? Because Mar Rav Ashi said, I agree with everything you said, Rav Abba. I just hold you a meshav aveda. And even according to Rav Shimon Elazar, in this case, being that they're edem, that are saying that the whole thing was paid, you're for sure going to be a meshav aveda. Why did we chaza this? I mean, it's always nice. But at the same time, it just segues into this last piece of Gemara that we're going to learn. Doresh Marzutra Mishmei de Rav Simi Barashi. So Marzutra gave a drasha and he said in the name of Rav Simi Barashi, quote, Hilchasa b'chol ha'nishmaitza k'desholach le'Rav Abba le'Rav Yosef Bar Chama. The halacha is regarding all the sholach le'Rav Abba le'Rav Yosef Bar Chama is like Rav Abba. So all of these shmaitza, it's a Shev Shmaitza, right? There were seven. So with regards to all these Shmaitzas, the halacha is like Rav Abba. Amalei Ravina le'Rav Ashi. So Ravina told Rav Ashi, Rav Nachman Mai. What about the one that he argued with Rav Nachman? So which one was that? That was the second one. Whether evidence hukish lekarkois as it relates to the loiva being able to collect from the nichsei yisoyim. Rav Abba said, yeah. Rav Nachman said, no. So he told him, Rav Nachman might. Now, what's the niggin when you read the words Rav Nachman mai? So pashut, Rav Nachman mai. I don't know, it sounds like a nice question. But the Rishpam says it's more than just the Rav Nachman mai, like, do you think the halacha is like Rav Abba over Rav Nachman? We know Rav Nachman is the poisek achroin when it comes to all things chayshem mishpat and dinei mamonis. So really the question was, even keneged Rav Nachman? It's like b'loshim bitni yod Rav Nachman mai. Amalei say he told him, he told him, in goivin masninin law. Yeah, we paskin, even in that case, like Rav Abba. And the reason is because he didn't argue with Rav Nachman, because the girsa that I had in that second one of the Shalach Rav Abba's was that Rav Abba said not goyven, but he said ein goyven. In fact, not Rav Nachman's choylik, aber v'chein amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said the same thing. So, according to Marzutra, in the name of Rav Simi Barashi, what Rav Abba said in the second Shalach Rav Abba is not the way we had it on Amud Aleph. It's not that an eved is hookish with karka. To the contrary, he's not kikarka, which is like Rav Nachman, and it's very good then that it halacha could be b'chol hanishmaitzik the sholach le Rav Abba le Rav Yosef. I connected Rav Nachman. Tarot says, no, he's not going connected Rav Nachman. Different Gersa. He's actually being supported by Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says, El Hilchos Halacha. Okay, all right. Then why do you have to say the Halacha is like that? And again, the way the Rashbam explains this is that Bishloima, if this is a chiddush in one of these seven halachas, that the halachas like Rabbah, meaning you would have thought based on Klali Apsak, the halachas should not be like Rabbah. And now Marzuch is going to tell us the halachas is like Rabbah. Okay, got it. But I don't know what the chiddush is. Now, if the halacha would have been like Rabbah, not like Rav Nachman, Dasa Shenevel a chiddush. But if you tell me that we don't pass like Rabbah, not like Rav Nachman, because in the version 2.0 of the second one of the Shalachle, the second of the Shev Shmaitzes, really, Rabbah and Rav Nachman are saying the same thing. Sefreit the Gemara Hilchos Halacha Kemai. Right, look at the last Rashbam. Given the Loi Polig, Pshita the Hachi Hilchos says, where's the chiddush over here? I don't know. I don't see any chiddush. And the Gemara speaks it out. And the reason the Gemara has to speak it out is because it was mavur just from going through the Gemara that some of the things that Rav Abba said was a little bit controversial, right? So what do you mean? It's so pashut. I don't know. There seemed to be some controversy, but the Gemara reads it adarch. Maybe you'll tell me that what Marzutra in the name of Rasim Rashi was saying when he said Hilchasa ke Rav Abba b'chol hani shmeitza, he meant not like Rava. So where was Rava? So that was the third of the Shev Shmeitza. Sholach le Rav Abba le Rav Yitzchak b'chol halacha shlishi b'sheni kasher. Rava said after Rishon. So it sounds like it's a machlokes Rav Abba and Rava. According to Rav Abba, Shlishi could say Eidus about a Sheni. According to Rava, Shlishi could say Eidus even by a Rishon. So maybe that's what we mean. Halacha ki Rav Abba, not like Rava, that a Shlishi could be made by for a Sheni, but not for a Rishon. But the Gemara says, Moisefu, I don't even know that there's a machloikis. When Rava said Af Berishon, he wasn't coming to be Chaylik Rav Abba. He was coming to be Moisef on Rav Abba. Now you'll ask me, so why, if Rav Abba really holds Shlishi can be made Berishon, why do you only say Shlishi B'Sheni? Say a bigger Chiddush. Say Shlishi B'Rishon. So the Rashbam talks about it. One shot he says is, the Dilma of the Ava. Maybe it was a Maisa Shahaya. Maybe Rav Abba was sending a telegram, right? He was sending a psak. The Shaila was Shlisha Vesheni, so he paskin Shlisha Vesheni. Rava was Moisef. Oh, by the way, if the Shaila would have been Shlisha Vesheni, I think Rabbah would have said the same thing. But you don't have to tell me Hilchasa Kerabba Keneged Rava, because I don't think there's a machloikis. The Gemara says, okay, Afuke, the Marbra Vashni. Maybe he's coming to Afuke Marbra Vashni. What did Marbra Vashni say? Marbra Vashni said, if a Shlisha Vesheni is good, then a grandson can be made about his grandfather. Maybe Rav Abba, we know, doesn't hold like that. And that's the Hilchos HaKavasi Rav Abba, but the Gemara says, Las Hilchos HaKimab Rav Ashi. The Gemara on Amid Aleph already said, Las Hilchos HaKimab Rav Ashi. Meaning, regardless of what you may think Rav Abba does or doesn't hold, that's off the table. That possibility is dead on arrival. You don't need the Amoira on Amid Beis to tell me that we pass like Rav Abba, because on Amid Aleph, the Gemara already said, Las Hilchos HaKimab Rav Ashi. Okay, the Gemara says, Ilaf Ugum Dushul Rav Sheishas Vira Papa. Maybe the reason we said that Halacha is like Rav Abba is Lafuke from Shmuel, Rav Sheshes, and Rav Papa. What did they say? They were all Chaylik and Rav Abba. Remember, Rav Abba, in the fourth of the Shev Shmaitza, said that if you have somebody that was not a Sumo, and he knows something about somebody else's property, then he becomes a Sumo. Could he be made or could he not be made? Rav Abba said, no way. Shmuel said, sometimes, yeah. Okay, so Hilchos HaKavasi de Rav Abba, that he can never be made, that no way, and not sometimes, yeah. But the Gemara said, Hoy Toysfo, we already finished. Top words of Kuf Chav Ches Amid Beis, Tufta de Gulu Tufta. They were all knocked out already. So again, I don't need an Amoy related to tell me that Allah is like Rav Abba. So the Gemara says, okay, so where's in the Geya? Oh, there's two possibilities. Elo Lafuke Midirab Yechanon. Number one, not like Rabbi Yechanon. That's the fifth of the Shev Shmaises, where Rav Abba said, Oimer Al Tinoik Ben Abonim. Neman, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Einoy Neman." What does Neman mean? Machlokes Abaye v'Rava. Does it mean Rabbi Yochanan Broike, or does it mean Rabbi Yehuda? But either way, Rabbi Abba said Neman. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Einoy Neman." Oh, so you have to know that Loch is Kani Shev Shmaitza, not like who, not like Rabbi Yochanan. Additionally, Umeaskafta the Marbar of Ashi. It's also in the game, the seventh of the Shev Shmaitzes, because in the seventh of the Shev Shmaitzes, the case, the long case that we spent the majority of today's daf on. The case of Moide B'Miktsas, where Rav Abba said that you have to swear Shavuos Moide B'Miktsas, even though it sounds like you may be a Meshav Aveda, Rav Abba said, no, you're a Meshav Aveda, and as a result, you don't have to swear Shavuos Moide B'Miktsas. We paskin like Rav Abba in that case. We do not paskin like Mar Barav Ashi's Kasha. Either way, this concludes the first part of today's daf, or really the last part of yesterday's daf, depending on how you want to look at it, and now we have a daf Gemara to learn, so the balance of today's daf is going to return to the regular program, which is the laws of Nachlois, specifically the Sefer of the Mishnah on daf Kuf Chav Vav Amid Beis. So just referring back to the Mishnah, it's kedai to see the words of the Mishnah inside. Hamechalik nechasav alpiv. Somebody was distributing his nechasin to his yarsh. Riba le'echad, umiyat le'echad. So there's a seyda nachlois, perikesh noichlin, of exactly how this is supposed to go. What would it be if this person gave one person more than he was supposed to get, and as a result gave someone else less than what he was supposed to get? Or v'hishvalenes ha-bechar, or he took away the pishnayim from the bechar. So the halach is dvarv kayamim. If you want to do it, you can do it. Now, you have to read the not-such-fine print. If, however, you said that I want the Bechor to not yarshin pishnayim, but to just yarshin a regular chelik, or in the event that the person said, I want one of the sons to yarshin more, one of the sons to yarshin less, in that instance, it already is not going to work. Meaning, when does it work? If you gave it b'teiris matana, you can give a matana, you can do whatever you want. If, however, you did it, B'teiris Yerusha, then you're a master mashkas b'teira. So very often, achayim v'amavis is b'yad aloshin, right? Not b'yad aloshin, your tongue. B'yad aloshin, the nusach. So really, depending on what the nusach is, that can make or break everything. If you say Yerusha, well then you're trying to manipulate the laws of Yerusha. That's a master mashkas b'teira. That doesn't work. If you say matana, you're going to accomplish the same exact thing. But then it's going to work. So if you want to give a matana, so then already you're able to give a matana. Then the Mishnah concluded, and this is the part of the Mishnah we need. Let's say you use both Lashonos. You said matana, you said Yerusha. Okay, so now already you're all over the place. But the Mishnah says, as long as you use a Lashon matana, whether it was betchila, whether it was be'emza, whether it was besoif, we'll get into this now in the Gemara, as long as there's a Lashon matana somewhere in your narrative, Dvar of Kayam, and then already it's going to work. So if you use a Lashon matana and a Lashon Yerusha, then the Lashon matana is going to trump, and in that case, it's going to be, oh, okay. So with that introduction, we very much need the v'chule. Says the Gemara, heichidami matana betchilo, heichidami be'emtza, heichidami besaif. So the Mishnah says, Lashon Matana is good, Lashon Yerusha is not good. Lashon Matana and Lashon Yerusha is good. And it doesn't matter where you use the Lashon Matana. It can be betchilo, it can be be'emtza, it can be besaif. It's always going to be okay. But the Gemara wants to know, heichidami matana betchilo, what's an example? Heichidami be'emtza, what's an example? Heichidami besaif. So kiyas ravdimi am rabbi yechen. So ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and he reported back different things that he heard from the great Rabbi Yochanan and other Chachmi Eretz Yisrael. So he said over as follows. He said, this is what Rabbi Yochanan said. Tinosein sada ployness leployni v'yirsha zui matana betchila. So you have to be very careful with the language. Tinosein, that's the Lashon Matana. Tinosein sada ployness leployni v'yirsha. So first he said matana, then he said v'yirsha yirusha. So again, he's all over the place. But first matana, then v'yirsha, this is a matana betchila, right? He said first matana. Yirsha v'tinasin, like first yirsha, then tinasin, zui matana b'saif. Oh, the tinasin was less, that's matana b'saif. Yirsha v'tinasin, like v'yirsha. He said yirusha, matana yirusha, oh, zui matana b'emtza. That's an example where it was matana b'emtza, and that is what the Mishnah means. So far, so good. So this is where the sugya starts. But then Rav Dimi said, Rav Yechon went weiter. And he said, V'davka ba'odam echa v'sada achas. The only time this is true is if you have a man who is being riba le'echot, let's say, and he's giving one field to one person, and he used the Lashon of Matana and Yerusha when he did that. Doesn't matter if it was betchila be'emtza or besoif. That's when the Mishnah said it's halacha, that dvar of kayam. Avol ba'odam echad v'shtei sadois. But let's say somebody is giving one person two fields. Again, this is a father giving his children. It's one person, one of his sons, but it's two different fields. And with regards to one of the fields, he used the Lashon Matana, and the other field he used the Lashon Yerusha. Or sada achas v'shnei bnei adam, or he's giving one field to two other people. But the way he did it was, is he said a Lashon Matana for one of the people, and a Lashon Yerusha for the other one of the people. Loi, then it's not going to work. So Rav Dimi says, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, I heard two things in this sugya. Number one, a pirish on what the Mishnah means, ben betchila ben emtza ben besaif. That's easy. But he went weiter and he said a tremendous caveat, a big asterisk on the halacha of the Mishnah. And that is the only time the Lashon Matana is miyashev, the Lashon Yerusha, and makes it work, is if it's one person, one field. But one person, two fields, or two people, one field, you can't apply the Lashon Matana that was used for the other field or for the other person to the other field and person respectively to go ahead and make it work. Rabbi Elazar Omer, but then Rav Dimi said the name Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Elazar was chaylik. Rabbi Elazar said, Afilu Adam Echad v'shnei Sadas, or Sada Achas v'shnei Bnei Adam, is still going to work. No. As long as it's one person that you're giving both fields to, or it's one field that you're giving to the two people, then if you use a Lashon Matana for part and a Lashon Yerusha for the other part, it's going to work. When, however, did Rabbi Elazar say, I agree it won't work, in the event that it's two fields and it's two Bnei Adam, in that instance, it's not going to work. Meaning, if a man would say that I'm going to give Reuven this field, the Matana, and I'm going to give Shimon that field, the Yerusha. So it's Reuven and Shimon, and it's two different fields, then Avada, it's not going to work. So Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, let's focus on the part that we need, Be'ikr for our sugya, that although it says in the Mishnah that if you use a Lashon Matana and a Lashon Yerusha, it doesn't matter if the Lashon Matana is B'tchid B'am Tzibesayv, it's always going to be Miyashiv Lashon Yerusha, that's only true, Ba'odam Echad V'Sada Achas. But Adam Echad V'Shtei Sadais, or Sada Achas V'Shnei Bnei Adam La. Rabbi Elazar directly argued with Rabbi Yochanan. He says, I disagree. Adam Echad v'sad achas, Avada is going to work, but Adam Echad v'shnei sadais, or sada achas v'shnei bnei Adam, is also going to work. You want to know when it's not going to work? If it's shnei bnei Adam and it's shnei sadais, there it's not going to work. So who said this? Rav Dimi in the name Rabbi Yochanan. But when Ravin came, he said the name Rabbi Yochanan a little bit differently, as very often was the case. So throughout Shas, you have Kiyasa Rav Dimi Rabbi Yochanan, Kiyasa Ravin Rabbi Yochanan, and they're not saying the same thing. So when Ravin came, he said as follows. He said, Tinasin saw the ployness laploini. The yirash ployni stay ployness. If somebody would say, Tinasin saw the ployness laploini, right? Tinasin's a lasha matana. So give the following soda to ployni, to Reuven. The yirash ployni stay ployness. And Shimon should yarshin the other field. Rabbi Yochanan Makana, Rabbi Yochanan says it's going to be kaina. Now, what does this mean? It means that Rabin saying that I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, mamish the opposite of Rav Dimi said he heard from Rabbi Yochanan. I heard Rabbi Yochanan say that if you use a Lashon Matana and a Lashon Yerusha, even though the Lashon Matana was for one person, a Lashon Yerusha was for another person, and it's even different fields, still it's going to work. Rabbi Elazar Omer, but Rabin said, I heard that Rabbi Elazar said, Loi Kono, that in that case, it's not going to work. So Rav Dimi and Rabin have conflicting opinions on this machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. According to Rav Dimi, Rabbi Yochanan holds the only time the Lashon Matana works is if it's Adam Echad and it's Adah Achas. But Adam Echad and Shtei Sadois, or Shtei Bnei Adam, the Sada Achas, then the halach is that it's not going to work. What if it's two fields and two people? It's certainly not going to work. According to Rabbi Elazar, as long as it's one field, even if it's two people, or it's one person, even if it's two fields, it's going to work. When won't it work? If it's two fields and it's two people. According to Ravin, Rabbi Yochanan holds that even where it's two people and two fields, it's going to work. Meaning, it's poshid if it's one person, one field, it's going to work. It's poshid that if it's one field, two people, or one person, two fields, it's going to work. Even if it's two people, two fields. Once you use a Lashon Matana in this bitoy, in this nusach, then already it's going to work. Rabbi Elazar holds two fields and two people, there it's not going to work. So if you did this Baal Peh right now, there's obviously a machloikis, Rav Dimi and Ravin, what shitas Rabbi Yochanan is. In fact, it's mikotza ala kotza. According to Rav Dimi, Rabbi Yochanan said as halacha, only Adam Echad and stay achas. According to Ravin, he said it even by two people and two fields. However, as it relates to Rabbi Elazar, they're really saying the same thing. So there's a machloikis, Rav Dimi and Ravin, as it relates to shitas Rabbi Yochanan. There is no machloikis as it relates to shitas Rabbi Elazar. They're mamish saying the same thing. Rabbi Elazar holds Adam Echad v'sada achas of other works. One person, one field, even if it's two fields, two people, like, is going to work. Where it's two people and two fields, that's where it's not going to work. And really, that was exactly what Ravin said. So the Gemara says that Abaya heard Rav Dimi's report, he heard Ravin's report, and he put it all together. So Amalei Abaya the Ravin, Abaya told Ravin, Anchastlon chada, vaskaftlon chada. Based on what you just said, there's part of this sugya that I have clear, but part of the sugya now I'm very bothered by. Because Bishloima, the Rabbi Lazar, Lekasha, Bishloima, the two reports as it relates to Rabbi Lazar are not shver. In fact, not only they're not shver, if you think about it, it's the same thing. Kam ba'adam echa v'shtei sadeis, kam b'shnei b'nei adam v'shtei sadeis. Rav Dimi said that according to Rabbi Lazar, adam echad and shtei sadeis works. Ravin said that according to Rabbi Lazar, shtei b'nei adam and shtei sadeis do not. So that's beautiful. Ela de Rabbi Yochanan, de Rabbi Yochanan kasha. But Ravin, what you're telling me that Rabbi Yochanan said is 180 degrees from what Rav Dimi said Rabbi Yochanan said. So I don't know how to give the chenetza. So Abaya tried reconciling Rav Dimi's report and Ravin's report, and he said, Rabbi Loza, I can make work. In fact, it very much works. Fits like a glove. But Rabbi Yochanan, that I have no way of making working. So Ravin told Abaya, Nechanami, right? He said that you have to say, I'm a Iran, then I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan. I don't know what you want from me. This is what I heard. This is what Rav Dimi heard. And a chinami, there's a machloikis, I'm a Iran, as it relates to what exactly Shittas Rabbi Yochanan is. So if you just hit the pause button now for 1 second, we have three Shittas as it relates to this halacha. Again, the Mishnah says that if somebody is being Ribal Echad, Mi'it La'acher, Beloshim Yerusha, you're a Masa Mashkaz of Atayr. Beloshim Atana, Dvar of Kayam. What if you use a Lashem Atana and a Lashem Yerusha? The Lashem Atana is going to make it work. And it doesn't matter if you use a Lashem Atana betchila, be'emtza, be'soif, regardless of where you use it, it's always going to work. Stating that, the Amiram debated the nuance of this halacha. And what we have really is three shittas. Rav Dimi, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, said, it only works ba'adam echad v'sode achas. So, if you're giving one person one field, and half of the field you said Lashem Atana, the other half of the field you said Lashem Yerusha, that's where the Mishnah says that if you use the Lashem Atana b'tchila b'emtza b'soif, it's going to work. But if it's one person, two fields, or if it's one field, two people, and certainly if it's two people, two fields, the Lashem Atana can't be Miyash Lashem Yerusha. That's Rav Dimi Amar, Rabbi Yochanan. The second shita that we have is Shitas Rabbi Lazar, that was consistent in Rav Dimi and Ravin's report. Abai was very happy with that. And that is that one person, one field for sure works. If you're giving one person to two people, and for one of the people you use the Lashem Atana, the other person you use the Lashem Yerusha, that's going to be okay. Or if you're giving one person two halves of a field, and for half the field you use the Lashem Atana, the other half of the field you use the Lashem Yerusha, that's also going to work. If you're giving two people two fields, and one you use the Lashem Atana, the other one you use the Lashem Yerusha, that's where it's not going to work. So, as long as it's one person or one field, Rabbi Lazar says that's when it's going to work. Two people, two fields, then it's not okay. The third shita was Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan. That's the opposite shita. Even if it's Shnei Bnei Yodam and it's Shtei Sadois, still the halacha is that it is going to work. But there's a fourth shita. The fourth shita is Rabbi Shlokish. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish said, La'olam Laikana, and Reish Lakish, by the way, is the hardest shita. La'olam Laikana, Ad Sheyoymar Ploini Uploini Yirshu, Sada Ploinus Uploinus, Shenesatim Lehem Bematana Vyirsha. Now, Rish Lakish is addressing two people and two fields. And what he's saying is that two people and two fields could work and could not work. And really, it depends on the language. So Rish Lakish is a little bit of Kasav Ashlishi Amachribinim. And we have three shitas up until this point. But he's coming to say that as it relates to two fields, two people, it could work, it cannot work. His Lashon, based on that Goy Sabach, is La'olam Loikana. Really, it doesn't work. Meaning, you want to know if it should work? In most cases, it's not going to work. That's lo'ilam lo'ikon. Ad she'yoymar. If, however, you have a lawyer that really knows his geshaft, he can come up with language that's going to make it work. What would the language be? You would have to say, ploini uploini, put the two chevra, again, we're talking about two fields, two people. So the ploini uploini, these are the shnei bnei adam, yirshu, they should yarshin, sod the ploinus uploinus, the two fields, shenesatim lembe matona, they should yarsh the field that I gave them in matana, v'yirshum tzim tzveitin mal. Now, the maila of this is that essentially what you did was you used the Lashon Yerusha and the Lashon Matana for both people and for both fields. Now, you did, right? Now, just to be clear, if you would use a Lashon Yerusha and a Lashon Matana for both people and both fields, so we're not having this conversation, then it's easy, right? So for him, you use a Lashon Yerusha, Lashon Matana. For him, you use the Lashon Yerusha, Lashon Matana. This is Adam Echad, Sada Achas. This is Adam Echad, Sada Achas. You don't need Reish Lakish's Chiddush for that. That's easy. You didn't, but it has to be Ke'ilu you did. And the reason it's Ke'ilu you did is because you use two Lashonis of Yerusha, which we assume One is applying to one of the people, one of the fields, and the other is applying to the other of the people, the other of the field. And you sandwich the two Lashonis of Yerusha with a Lashon Matana. What we then assume is that just like the one Lashon Yerusha is for the one field, and the other Lashon Yerusha is for the other field, so too, the Lashon Matana that you put in between, it also goes both ways. You can use it together with the one Lashon Yerusha, which is for the one person, one field, and with the other Lashon Yerusha, which is for the other person in the other field. So, although you only used one Lashon Matana, but we look at it as if you used two Lashonis of Matana, so we see it as if you said Yerusha Matana, Yerusha Matana. Why would you say Yerusha Matana twice? It doesn't make any sense. Oh, probably because you're giving two different fields to do different people, and what you wanted to bring out was that each one is going to get a Bataris Yerusha, Bataris Matana, so it's as if it's an Adam Echad V'Sada Achas, and that's why this is going to work. So Reish Lakish said, you want to know if two people, two fields work? No. La'olam Loikana, right? The Gois HaBach adds a little richness to the beer in the Gemara. La'olam Loikana, the starting point is that it doesn't work. Stating that, there's a way to make it work, because there's a way to not clearly say Yerusha Matana for each person, each field, but it should be Ke'ilu you did. How that? Use two Lashonis of Yerusha and put the Lashon Matana in between. I'm going to view it as if it's now two Lashonis of Matana because the Lashon Matana applies to each one of the Lashonis of Yerusha. So I'm giving two fields to two people and I said twice Yerusha Matana. What does it sound like is going on over here? Yerusha Matana to you, Yerusha Matana to you. If that's what it sounds like, amen. So in that case, the halacha is, it is going to work. The bottom line is, how many shittas do we have? Three or four, right? There's two ways to look at it. You could say three. You want to throw Reish Lakish into the equation, then you have four. Let's chazer this one more time because we just have to segue this into Amud Beis. We're not done yet. A lot of work to do today. No raid, by the way. So what are the shitas? The first shita is, yeah, that the Lashon Matana works, but it's only Adam Echad Sada Achas. That was Rav Dimi in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. The second shita is that, no, it can work even if there's two people or two fields. As long as it's Adam Echad Shtei Sadois, or it's Shnei Bnei Adam Sada Achas, even then it can work. That's Shita's Rabbi Lazar. And the third Shita is Ravin in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that says, no, even two people, two field, doesn't matter. As long as you use a Lashon Matana, then in of itself is going to be okay. There's a caveat, and that's Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said that there is a Hecha Timtza where even if you hold that two Bnei Adam and two fields doesn't work, but at the same time, it could be Ke'ilu you said it. If you say Yerusha, Matana Yerusha, you sandwich it in between. By the way, I ain't Beresh Bam if you want to go through this a lot better. I mean, that goes without said. 130 blood into Bava Basra. That, we know that disclaimer already. But the bottom line is that that's essentially the three shitas. Says the Gemara, Biplukta, that the three Iker shitas, meaning minus the caveat of Reish Lakish, is really a Machlokes Amayram that we find elsewhere. There were other Amayram that argued it. Meaning in our sugya, it's Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, and Rav Amar Rabbi Yochanan. But you find other Amayram that debated the same point. Who are those Amayram? The Gemara is going to tell us. Amar Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna said, Loi chanu elo Adam Echad v'sada achas. Avol Adam Echad v'shnei sadoi sada achas v'shnei bnei Adam loi. So the only time it works is Adam Echad v'sada achas. Who shita is that? That's Rav Dimi, I'm Rav Yochanan. Now we know Rav Nuna also said that. For Rav Nachman, I'm the great Rav Nachman said, Afilu Adam, Echav Shtei Sadei Sada Achas Shnei Bnei Adam works. Avo Shtei Sadei Shnei Bnei Adam Loi. Whose Shita is that? That's Rav Lazar Shita. Rav Sheshe Samar, Rav Sheshe said, Afilu Shtei Sadei Shnei Bnei Adam, even if it's two fields and it's two Bnei Adam, even then it's going to work. Whose Shita is that? That's Ravin. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan is also Shitas Rav Hamnuna. Rav Elaz is also Shitas Rav Nachman. And Rav Amar Rabbi Yochanan is also Shitas Rav Sheshes. Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes. I mean, not Mila. How do I know my Chiddush? That even Shnei Bnei Adam and Shnei Sadois, this is going to work. So how do we know that Shita, which is also the Shita of Rav and Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Tanya? I know it from the following braisa. This is a classic example of Mimerchak Tovi Lachma. This is a Sugya Mesechtes Ksuba. So, Imet Nu Shekel Ibni. If somebody says, I want you to give a shekel to my son, or Banai, my sons, Bishabbos every week. So, this was a man that was dying, and he appoints someone to take care of his estate after he dies, and he says, I want you to give my sons a shekel every single day. They need an allowance, they need to be able to live and survive and thrive, so give them a shekel. Okay, that was the instructions that this man received. He did a little bit of diligence, and what he found out was, Bruin Litain Sela, that these people can't live on a shekel, they really need a Sela. So the halach is, Noisam Lam Sela, you should give a Sela. Because we assume that the father really wants these kids to get what they need, so he said shekel, but If they need a seller, then you give them a seller. A seller, by the way, is twice the amount of a shekel. Then Omar, if he said, Al titnu lahem el a shekel, let's say he would say, not give them a shekel, but Al titnu lahem el a shekel. He says, listen, these are the instructions. Do not give them a penny more than a shekel. Oh, ain't nice an el a shekel. So even if we find out later that these kids really need a seller, you're not going to get it. Then Omar, let's say he would say, Emesu yirshu acherim tachteyem. That I want that after, or in the event that my sons die, their sons, the Enoklach, should not Yarshin, but Yirshu Acherim Tachteyim. I don't know, some Pliny Almoini, they're the ones that can go ahead and they should get the Yerusha. Again, let's just get this clear. This is a dying man. He tells the person in charge of his estate, give my sons a shekel every week. Okay, so what's the halacha? If he says, give a shekel and they need a seller, you give him a seller. If he says, al titnu el a shekel, no, then you only give a shekel. What would be if he said, in addition to give them a shekel, in the event that the sons die, I don't want my enoklach, their sons to yarshim, which is usually what would happen, but rather, I want acherim to go ahead and get it. So then, bein she'amar tenu, bein she'amar al titnu, then it doesn't matter if the father said, Tnu shekel abonai. Or if he said, Al titnu yoisim mi shekel. Ein noisim elu shekel. You only give him a shekel. Meaning, ordinarily, if he would say tnu shekel, and then we find out that the kids need more than a shekel, you'd give more than a shekel. Unless he said, don't give more than a shekel. The chiddush of this last kinach is that if the father said, Yirshu acherim tachteyem, even though that doesn't really affect the shekel, doesn't rerun the shekel, doesn't talk directly to the shekel, right? But at the same time, if he's showing that he's conducting himself with his sons, Ba'ayin Ra, in the event that when the sons die, he doesn't want the sons to be the Yerush, to be able to give it over now to their children. So he's showing that he's nickeling and diming, pun intended, his sons, and therefore the halach is, even if he didn't say Al Tnitnu, he just said Tnu, the halach is Ein Noisim Elo Shechel. There's one problem with this. Right, there's one problem, and that's why it has a Shaykhist Tower Sugya. What did this man do? This is a man that it sounds like he's manipulating the laws of Yerusha, right? He ain't shulton b'yayim hamavas, right? This person is being shulton b'yayim hamavas, and he's saying exactly how all the money is going to flow. He's controlling his family even from the grave, right? And he says like this, they're going to get a shekel. Okay, no problem. But then he's going to say, after they die, in the event they die, he's killing off his kids too. But after they die, what he says is, I don't want my enoklach to yarshin, but I want someone else to yarshin. Could you go ahead and say that I want other people to yarshin? You can't do that. That's Masna Mashkasa Bateira. That's the Mishnah Kuf Chavav on the base. So Lechura, this whole Indian should be dead on arrival, right? If he said, Yirshu Acherim Tachteyim, it sounds like it works. What do you mean it works? Why are you not a Masna Mashkasa Bateira? Oh, you know what the Teret said Rav Sheshes must be? Because he already used the Lashem Atana in this whole diatribe, right? He started off, he said, Tnu Shekel Abonai. Tnu is a Lashem Atana. So being that you used the Lashem Atana, even though you also use the Lashon Yerusha, that's the safe of the Mishnah, that works. If there's a Lashon Matana, B'tchila B'emtza B'saif, it's going to work. Oh, but says Rav Sheshes, now let's pick it up inside. V'hach over here, the kishtei sadois, u'kishnei bnei adam dami. This is two fields and two people. Why? Because the Tnu, which is the Lashon Matana, is the shekel to his son. And the Yirshu, the Lashon Yerusha, is to the Acherim, and that's the remaining part of the estate. So really, it's two fields. One is the Shekel, one's the estate. It's two Bnei Adam, one is the sons, and one is the Acherim. Yet, Fiktani, Diktani, and it says in the Braisna that the Yirshu Acherim Tachteim is going to work. What do you see from here? That if there's a Lashon Matana and a Lashon Yerusha, the Lashon Matana makes the Lashon Yerusha work. It works even if it's Shnei Bnei Adam and even if it's Shnei Sadas. So I'm a Rav Sheshes. You know, I'm Yiloh. You want to know my Makar to my Allah, which is also Rav and I'm a Rav Yechanan? This is why I know it from the Gemara says, who most of love, who mefarek love. But after Rav Sheshes said this, he said, I'm just kidding. Meaning, you could be Daichet. It sounds like a Geshmak Araya. But there's no Hechrach that this is the case. And the reason is, I could always say, Beroy Liyarsha, maybe this Braisa was talking about where those Acherim were not really Acherim. But those Acherim were also sons. They were also sons. And he's singling out that after some of the sons die, he wants other sons to Yarshin. And as long as those other people that are going to get are bona fide Yarshim, that changes everything, because then we can invoke Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, maybe it's going according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, who holds that a father has the right to manipulate the laws of Yerusha as long as he's giving it to a royal Yarsha. Just to be clear, when the Mishnah said on Kuf Chavav Amebeis, it's really the next Mishnah, it's tomorrow's that. But when the Mishnah said on Kuf Chavav Amebeis, Riba le'echad umiyat le'echad, v'hishva lehenes abachar, Dvar of Kayama, but only B'lashem Atana, not B'lashem Yerusha. The Rashbam already spoke out in the Mishnah. It's the like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, you have the right to manipulate it. So Rav Sheisha said that maybe the Vim Yerusha Acherim Tachteim works not because we're going according to the Chachamim, that B'lashem Yerusha doesn't work, and the B'lashem Atana is what's Miyashevit. And if that's the case, you see from here that what? You see that Shnei B'nei Adam and Shnei Sadas works. It's talking about Alibid Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. And if it's Alibid Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, that even a Lashon Yerusha works. The premise of Rav Sheisha's Raya is that we're going according to the Chum, that Lashon Yerusha doesn't work. The answer, the Humefarik, that was the Humoysef law, right? The Humefarik law is that maybe we're going according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. Now, to make it work according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, you just have to make one Aikimta. What's the Aikimta? Beroy Liyarsha. You have to say that it was a Roy Liyarsha. It says, Rim Yerushua Cherim Tachteim. No, it has to be that those Tachteim are really people that are bonafide Yarshim. If the bonafide Yarshim, then we can invoke Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. Thus, we'll make the akimta that the Brice is going according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. The Lashon Yerusha is not a b'di'evit. It doesn't need the Lashon Matan to be miyashevit. It works l'chatchila, and it's for that reason it is going to work. I'm Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said Tashma. I think I could bring a riot to this Shaila from somewhere else. A similar discussion. This is l'kamon daf kuf lamid vav amibes. What would be if somebody says, nechasai lach? Someone goes over to someone and he says, I'm giving you my nechasim. Now, very critical for the understanding of this next part of the Gemara, nechasai lach is a lashon matana. Even though he didn't say tenu, he didn't say tinasein, but nechasai lach means b'matana. That's what it means in Aramaic grammar. So nechasai lach, if somebody goes over to someone and he says, I'm giving you my nechasim as a matana, and then he said, v'acharecha, but after you die, yirish pliny, I want pliny to yarshin it, v'acharei acharecha, and after pliny dies, yirish pliny, I want the third person to go ahead and get it. Okay, so Mace Rishon, what happens if this person got the matan and then he died? Kanasheni, the second guy gets it, per his instructions. Mace Sheni, if the second person dies, oh, Kanashlishi, also his instructions, the third person is going to get it. Mace Sheni, Bechai Rishon, just to make this a little confusing, what happens if the second person dies while the first person is still alive? Yachsru Nechasim Liyarshe Rishon. Then the Nechasim go to the Yarshim of the Rishon, they actually don't go to the Shlishi. Meaning, the only time it goes to the Shlishi is if it's in the sequence that this dying man had envisioned, where it's going to the Rishon, when he dies to the Sheni, when the Sheni dies to the Shlishi. But let's say it never goes from the Rishon to the Sheni because the Sheni died before the Rishon died. It doesn't go from the Rishon to the Shlishi. He only wants the Shlishi to get it from the Sheni. But if the Shlishi is going to get it from the Rishon, then he doesn't want him to get it. And as a result, it's going to, like any other matana that a person had received while he was alive, and then he died, it's going to go to the Yarshim of the Rishon. Now, here too, the Gemara assumes right now that what's happening over here is, when this person said, Nechasai Lach, there was a gift. Oh, so that we said already. That's Aramaic grammar. That we knew. V'acharecha Yirish Pliny, as a gift. V'acharei acharecha Yirish Pliny, as a gift. But the problem is, he didn't say gift. He said Yerusha. And it sounds like this guy is then going and he's manipulating the laws of Yerusha. The problem is, you can't manipulate the laws of Yerusha. You're a master mashkas of Atayra. Again, when this person said, Nechasai loch v'acharecha yirish pliny, v'acharecha yirish pliny, everything he said is kayim, right? It said mefurish, meis rishon, kanasheni, meisheni, kanashlishi. The problem is, it sounds like he's manipulating the laws of Yerusha, right? How do we know he's manipulating the laws of Yerusha? Because if you give somebody a gift and then that person dies, it doesn't go to some strange person, it goes to his children. That's the Seyda Nachlas. The Teretz says, you said that acharecha yireish ploini, and acharecha yireish ploini. And being that you manipulated it, so it's for that reason it ends up going to the ploinis that you said that you wanted to go to. The problem is you use the Lashon Yerusha. And if you use the Lashon Yerusha, then based on that, l'chaira, it should not be able to work. Because that's the Mishnah, Kuf Chavav on the base. The Teretz says you also use the Lashon Matana. Where do you use the Lashon Matana? You said, Nechasai Lecha. And that, we said already, is a Lashon HaTana. The problem is, this is Shtei Sodois and Shnei Bnei Adam. Right, Shnei Bnei Adam, that's easy, because he said, Nechasai Lach, Vacharecha Yirish Ploini. So, the first person is getting it b'matana. The other guys already used a Lashon Yerusha. But the Gemara holds, this is also Shnei Bnei Adam. I mean, this is also Shtei Sodois. And the reason it's Shtei Sodois is because it's not like you're giving one field now, you take half of this, you take half of that. No, right now, this is going to you, Beteres Matana, and after you die, there's going to be a whole new gift. The entire gift is going to go to the next person, Beteres Yerusha. So the Gemara says, this is Kishtei Soda, Yisun Shnei Bnei Adam Dami, Viktani, and it says, the Kana, you see it works. So this is a Raya that Shnei Bnei Adam and Shtei Soda, this works. And Rav Ashi is the one talking, he continues, we just had a similar Raya, and we knocked it out. Right, let's make the same akimta that we made in Rav Sheshes' Raya, whom Moisav love, whom Afarakla. Maybe it's talking about where the Acharecha and the Ache Acharecha, maybe these Chevra are going to get it really Betoiris Yoyresh, not Betoiris Matan. Meaning, maybe this is all going down Betoiris Yerusha. If that's the case, it looks like you're manipulating the laws of Yerusha. No, we'll say that all the people are royally Yerusha. And it's going a little bit of Yochanan ben Breika that says that Beroy LeYarsha, you couldn't manipulate the laws of Yerusha. Again, we're assuming that the word Yerusha is a bad word. Thus, you're a master mashkaz about Tyre. The Teretz is Matana. Oh, so you see, Matana is Miyashiv Yerusha, even B'Shnei B'nei Yodim, B'Shnei Sadis. Maybe that's not true. Maybe the word Yerusha is okay, because, like we said, as long as it's a Roy LeYarsha, the word Yerusha is going to work. But the Gemara says it can't be, even according to Rabbi Yechim and Breika, that this is going to work. Why? Because Ihachi, Oib, Azoi, Meis, Sheini, Kono, Shlishi. Right, what did this person say? Nechasai Lach. I'm giving this to you as a Matana. Okay. Vacharecha Yireish Ploini. This is where Rabbi Yechim and Breika kicks in. I want the second person, he's a royal Yarshai, to get it from you, Bataris Yerusha. Okay, he's a royal Yarshai, he's going to get it from you, Bataris Yerusha, it's going to be okay. But what do you say afterwards? In May Sheni, if the Sheni dies, then I want Yirei Shlishi, then a third person should go ahead and he should get it. That third person is going to get it, we're saying now, Bataris Yerush, Alibid Rabbi Yechim and Breika. That doesn't work. You know why? Because Hashalach Rav Acha Breida Rav Abi, Reder Rav Avi sent the following message. So we had a lot of Shalach Rav Abbas. This is a Shalach Rav Acha, Reder Rav Avi. The day of Rabbi Yechim and Breika, according to Rabbi Yechim and Breika, if somebody would say, Nechasai Lach, Vacharecha Leploini, I'm giving you my Nechasim, and afterwards I wanted to go Leploini. Verishain Roy Liyarshai, and the first person is a Roy Liyarshai, Ein Lesheni B'makim Rishon Klon. So the halacha is that the Sheni is not going to get it after the Rishon dies. She'ein zeh lashon matana, ela lashon yerusha. Because we teach the nechasai lach and v'acharecha l'ploini as being a lashon yerusha, the yerusha ein lo hefsek. And yerusha has no hefsek. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika already said, and this is a sugi that we're going to get to, but Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika already said that if you give somebody something, b'teiris yerusha, you can't say v'acharecha l'ploini. The minute you give it to Bateris Yerusha, if that person dies, it has to go to his Yarshim. And if you say that I'm giving it to you, Bateris Yerusha, but if and when you die, I want it to go to someone else, even I'll leave it to Rabbi Yechim and Breika, that doesn't work. So a man that's dying, if he wants to be Ribel Echad and Miyat La'achar, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yechim and Breika, but Rabbi Yerusha, you could do that. Even B'loshin Yerusha, even not B'loshin Atana. But to give something to someone, B'loshin Yerusha, and then say, but after you die, I don't want it to go right there in your family, B'losh Yerusha. I want it to go to someone else. That already doesn't work. So in this case, with this Arishin, Hasheni, and Hashlishi, where it's, I'm giving you B'matana, V'acharecha L'ploini, V'acharecha L'ploini. So now already you're manipulating what happens after the Sheni got a B'tayrus Yerusha. Even according to Rabbi Yechim and Breika, that's not something you're allowed to do. Again, I just want to bring out one thing. We're going to start the sugya Rabbi Yechim and Breika tomorrow's daf. So we're like learning the sugya Rabbi Yechim and Breika without really learning the sugya yet of Rabbi Yechim and Breika. But the point is, this doesn't work, says the Gemara. Even Aliba the Rabbi Yechim and Breika. So if that's the case, that Loshen Yerusha is Ein La Hefsek, so how is this going to work? So the Gemara says, you're right. Tyuftu de Kulu Tyufta. This is a Tyufta on everybody. Who's everybody? This is a Tyufta on all the people that said, right, who's the Kulu? So you have to see the Rashbam. Bar Miravin Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Sheshes. All the ones that said that Shnei Sodois and Shnei Bnei Adam the Lashem Atana doesn't work, they got knocked out. And the reason they got knocked out was from this Braisa. Because in this Braisa, you see, Nechasai Lach, Vacharecha Yirish Ployni, Vacharecha Yirish Ployni works. Ah, you're being masna mashakasa batayra. The teretz is because you started off balasha matana. Ah, it's shnei bnei adam, and the Gemara holds it's also shtei sadois. The teretz is even by shnei bnei adam and by shnei sadois, you see that this is something that works. Maybe it's going alibid Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. It doesn't work alibid Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika. And if that's the case, this is a tuf to the kulu. This is a raya, in other words, to Rav and alibid Rabbi Yochanan, and it's a raya to Rav Sheshes. Who's it a tuf on? Rav Dimi on Rabbi Yochanan. It's a tuf on Rabbi Lazar. It's a tuf on Rav Amnuna, and it's a tuf on Rav Nachman. And they're the kulu that the Gemara means when it says tuf to the kulu. So this is not tuf to the kulu. It's tuf to the rubo. Kikulu, right? It's most of the kulus, but it's not really the kulu because faket, this is a raya to what Rav said, alibid Rav Yochanan, and this is a raya to what Rav Sheshes said. Says the Gemara, lemin nami tiavi tufta the Rish Lakish. Is this also a tufta on Rish Lakish? But what Rish Lakish said? Rish Lakish said something in between. Rish Lakish said that be'etzim it doesn't work, right? Shneib ne'yadam eshtei sadus lo'olam doesn't work. But then he said it could be sometimes it would work. If you say this funny language where the Lashon Yerusha and the Lashon Matana are going to both Bnei Adam and both Sadis, so then already it would work. So the Oilam it doesn't work, but then he threw out there's a way that it could work. But he said the Oilam really it doesn't work. So from Shlokish said the Oilam really it doesn't work. Here it sounds like it always works. Right, this is not Rish Lakish's case. Rish Lakish said it really doesn't work unless you have your fancy case. This is not a fancy case. So if that's the case, it should be a tufta the Rish Lakish as well. Okay, so let it be a tufta the Rish Lakish as well. If it's a tufta on Rav Dimi and Rav Yochanan, if it's a tufta on Rav Elazar, if it's a tufta on Rav Amnuna and Rav Nachman, so why can't it be a tufta on Rish Lakish? Why not? And the Gemara, in fact, says, V'tizbara, no way! This is a tufta on Rish Lakish? You know why this can't be a tufta on Rish Lakish? Because really, this sugya right here is the answer to a trivia question. We know whenever there's a machlokes Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish, we paskin like Rav Yochanan. Lebar mitlas! There's three exceptions where we don't. Three times we pass on the Rishon, and this is one of them. So the Gemara says it's almost Balashim Bitmiya. That can't be, because all my Rava said, and this is one of the three. The most famous of the three are really Chalitzas Mubaris, right? The first Sugi in Perek Achayilis, and also Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Aguftami. That's the most famous. But this one, not so much. But regardless, this is one of the three. So says the Gemara, it can't be. Because if Rabbah said that Halacha is like Reish Lakish, and it's tuf to the Reish Lakish, so, I mean, we finally found three times that Halacha could be like Reish Lakish, and one of them is even a tufta. That doesn't sound right. Says the Gemara, so what do you suppose? The Gemara says like Kasha. Kan betoy kidei dibur, kan la'acha kidei dibur. I'll tell you that really this shnim is even alibid Reish Lakish, and the reason is because here when the person said Nechasai Lach Lashem Aton, and then he said Vacharecha Yireish Ployni Lashem Yerusha Vacharecha Yireish Ployni again Lashem Yerusha, could be it was all said Toich Kedei Dibur of each other, and Toich Kedei Dibur is Kedibur Dami, and maybe Reish Lakish holds Shnei Bnei Adam and Shnei Sadois but Toich Kedei Dibur is going to work. Oh, so it's true. Reish Lakish says la'olam shnei bnei adam and shnei sadis doesn't work, and we have a brisa that shnei bnei adam and shnei sadis does work. Like kasha, kan b'toich kidei dibur, kan la'acha kidei dibur. When Reish Lakish said it doesn't work, he meant la'acha kidei dibur. When the brisa says it does work, it's toich kidei dibur. What's the mile of toich kidei dibur? Toich kidei dibur is kidei dibur. If two things happen, toich kidei dibur is if they happen at the same time. So we look at it as if he said the Losh Yerush Losh Matana Bivas Achas. And there it works, even B'Shnei Bnei Adam and Shtei saw this. So Tufta de Kulu, Rav Dimon, Rav Yochanan, Rav Elazar, Rav Nur, Rav Nachman, yeah. Oh, but Tufta Reish Lakish, Fake the Rashbam, the obvious question. If Kan Toich Kedei Dibur, Kan La'acha Kedei Dibur makes it not Tufta de Reish Lakish, so why can't it also make it not Tufta de Kulu? So the Rashbam says, I'm going to tell you why. Because if you look at the way Rav Dimon, Rav Yochanan, and Rabbi Lazar, and Rav Nunar, and Rav Nachman said their halacha, they made it sound like Shnei Bnei Adam says never works. Right? You want to know when it works? Oh, Adam Echad Sadachas. Or Adam Echad Shtei Sadois and Sadachas Shnei Bnei Adam. The only time it's going to work is if it's one person, one field, maybe even one person and one field. It sounds like there's no other scenario. Meaning, what if it's two fields, two people, but it's Toich Kedei Dibur? Doesn't sound like it works. Is it one person, one field? We're not having this conversation. Reish Lakish didn't say it like that. Reish Lakish said, "La'olam loy kana," unless You put in this fancy language. Oh, fancy language works. So, meaning Rish Lakish opened up the door that Shnei B'nai Adam Shnei saw this could work. They shut the door and locked it. That's the difference. So, in Rish Lakish says that Rashbam, the Gemara, is open to being open-minded, to entertaining maybe another Heichatimsa that it's going to work. Oh, if there's one Heichatimsa that it works, maybe this Heichatimsa will also work. In the other Amiram, I can't hear it. The way the Rashbam says it is as if when Reish Lakish said, La'olam laikana, he meant, B'la'acha k'dei dibur. When it's la'acha k'dei dibur, La'olam laikana ad. K'dei dibur, maybe it's going to work. But it's all based on the fact that Reish Lakish left the door open. Reish Lakish left a Pesach k'chudei shal machat in this Inyan. So now we can open it up and, you know, we can make a k'pischa shal ulam. But the other Amiram, they shut the door. You shut the door, it is what it is. I can't get in. And as a result, I can't even make the akimta of kan toy k'dei dibur, kan la'acha k'dei dibur. And the Gemara just ends this discussion. The Hilchisa with a little bit of a shas line. Kol toy k'dei dibur, k'dei b'dami. Toy k'dei dibur is always k'dei b'dami. Levar, with two exceptions, may avoidus kechavim v'kedushin. So if someone is mekatzes something l'avoidusar and then he wants to back out toich deidibor, you're a day late and a dollar short. And if someone's mekatzesh anisha and then he immediately has remorse, mamash, the second after he gets married, he says, oh yeah, brach, what did I do? It's too late. Levar mi avoidus kechavim and kedushin, you're showing them all ass. You know, there's a gemara somewhere else that says, levar mi megadif. Avodas kechavim, mekadosh or megadosh, the Gemara says somewhere else. And the Rishonim say it's all the same thing. Megadif avodas kechavim is hainu hach. Kedushin and gerushin is hachayna. The bottom line is, says the Gemara, that the Eitzah to make Reish Lakish not be a tufta, which is critical because this is one of the three times that we paskin like Reish Lakish, is invoking the halacha of Toich Dei Dibur. Today's daf was intense. We caught up for starters. The whole Gemara was an intense Gemara. Today's daf is no raid. As Hashem, tomorrow's daf is a much lighter daf, and we'll try to make up for some of the raid that we didn't speak out today.